Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
We have a mic and you have a phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
Anybody care about Zach Wilson at this point? Sal Okada back on the fan. Who gives a crap? This isn't about Zach Wilson. It never was about Zach Wilson once the Jets were rumored to be in on Aaron Rodgers. It's not about him. He's an afterthought. Let him develop in the background. Worry about him in 2 years when they have to make a decision. They're not going to pick up the fifth option. And if all goes well, he'll learn under Rodgers. He'll develop behind the scenes. And maybe the Jets will make a decision in 2 years, if Rodgers doesn't want to be here for year three, or even if he does, maybe they could sign Wilson to be the backup and eventually take over for Rodgers when he leaves. No harm in having Zach Wilson sit and learn. This is exactly what he needed to do. This is a win-win for the Jets. They get the quarterback they needed now while still potentially having something lurking for the future. If they could develop Zach Wilson, have him learn under one of the best to ever do it. This was the formula for me. To salvage whatever's left of Zach Wilson. But right now, it's not about him. Who cares? I mean, it's about Aaron Rodgers. That's it. Aaron Rodgers and going out there and trying to compete. We'll do plenty more on that later on. Tonight, we're back at 7 o'clock. We have a five-hour show for you, 7 p.m. to midnight. It's going to be all Aaron Rodgers, all NFL draft, at least until the Knick game goes final, whenever that may be. John is calling from Port Jeff Station. What's up, John?
Hey, how are you, Sal? How are you doing tonight?
Good, John. How are you, man?
Good. Well, I don't know where these Knicks fans are getting this premonition that they go into the finals. As you and me know, that's definitely not happening. It's nice to see they're playing good ball. I'll take it for what it is. If they get to the next round, that's gravy. But when you talk about R.J. Barrett, I feel like he's still playing like he's in college. And this guy doesn't really have a future with the Knicks. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if he doesn't have a future with the Knicks or in the league. Here's what I think. R.J. Barrett needs to stick to his strengths. The problem is his strengths are limited, but he needs to stick to them. Attack the rim. That's it. That's what he does well. Attack. Stop shooting the three. I don't want to hear, well, he's open, he's got to shoot it. No. If he's open, guess what? Put the ball on the floor and attack the rim. Otherwise, pass it to somebody else who might have a chance of actually hitting a shot. The problem is the Knicks don't have enough of those guys. So, look, for the Knicks to finish off the Cavs here, especially on the road, they're going to need Randall to get going again. I think RJ is going to come back down to earth. I'm not sold that RJ has turned the corner here. He's also a guy that thrives on that home crowd, so maybe he'll be better in Game 6 if there is one. But really, for the Knicks, John, to get to the next level and have success in the next round, they need Brunson, Randall, and RJ Barrett. And if not RJ, either Grimes, who's been hurt, or Quickly to be that third guy.
Yeah, I just see that, like, the chemistry between RJ and with Randall. If Randall's game is going, you know, RJ doesn't have that opportunity to force his inside game because Randall's taking those outside shots. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, they have to... I just want these guys, and thank you for the call, John. Appreciate taking the time to check in. They have to be able to maximize each player's strength. Randall has become a decent three-point shooter. He was 2 years ago, and he was again this year. Last year was the aberration. Let's throw that out. I'm surprised at how much success Julius Randall has had shooting the three. Now, again, he's not great at it, but he's definitely one of the better three-point shooters that the Knicks have. And he's definitely better than R.J. Barrett. So the Knicks need to figure out a way to make it work to where they can have Randall's game and have R.J. Barrett complement that. Brunson's a guy who obviously could get inside, pull up, knock down a short jumper. He's a guy who can get the job done from three, take it to the rim. Brunson can do it all. He's also got to facilitate. And I don't want the ball in Randall's hands necessarily. I'd rather Brunson be the guy who's going to distribute it, and whether he finds Randall for the shot or Randall down low, whatever, I'm fine with that. When RJ has the ball, he needs to attack the rim. It's as simple as that. He shot six threes. The game at the Garden on Sunday, game four, everybody's chanting RJ Barrett, RJ Barrett. He was 0-for-6 from downtown. He also missed two free throws to start the game, for goodness sake. People were chanting RJ Barrett, and I'm chanting, take a seat, RJ. Legit, I yelled out. Go sit down, RJ! Have a seat, RJ! I don't think you heard me from the 200s, but that's what I was yelling. Missing free throws, taking bad shots. And even the Brunson make... See, this is why I say the Knicks aren't that good. And I guess I got to get used to it. This is today's NBA. But even the Brunson made three that kind of put the game away, I was yelling, what are you doing? The Knicks just get a rebound there after a bad missed shot. I want to say it was an RJ missed three, but I forget. They get a rebound after a bad missed shot, and Brunson chucks up a shot right away. Dude, dribble the ball. Take some clock off. Let's go here. But he throws it up, and it goes in, so everybody's making it like it's great. And it was that it went, but it was still, the Knicks have too many of those bad shots. Look, one thing in the regular season, postseason, you can't be doing that. The Knicks don't respect possessions enough. Nobody does in today's NBA, but in the postseason, I think you have to do that. And the Knicks just don't. They'll take bad shots, and they're not good enough at shooting the basketball. Javi's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Javi?
Hey, so just one real quick question. How'd you feel about Alfonso Soriano when he played for the Yanks?
I mean, geez, you're going back years. I mean, I thought he was a great player.
Okay.
Why?
No, because you brought up the fact that Yanks would go out their way to sign players when they needed them. And I think Alfonso, when they signed him, he actually contributed. He was a good help for what they needed.
Right, Soriano was a terrific player. I mean, especially offensively. I mean, Alfonso Soriano was a game-changing offensive player for him. But, I'm not sure what that – you're talking about with bringing up the younger guys?
Just going after players that can contribute. Just going all out, basically.
No, but what Soriano was, I mean, that was a guy, though, that came up through the Yankee system. Like, they went and got him, and he came up through the Yankee system. So I was talking about where the Yankees need to go out there. That's why I'm confused. What is the comparison that you're trying to make with Soriano? Because what I was saying before is if the Yankees had a hole back then, they would go fill it via free agency.
Okay.
Right, not every time.
Okay, I'm pretty young. So Soriano came up through the Yankees.
Yeah, he started his career with the Yankees, and then he was traded by the Yankees.
Cubs. Wasn't it the Cubs?
No. He was traded by the Yankees to the Rangers in the A-Rod deal. And thank you for the call, Avi. He was traded by the Yankees to the Rangers, and then. The second go-around, you're talking about later in his career, from the Cubs to the Yankees. But Soriano started his career with the Yankees, so that's where he became a star. the first go around. You know, the A-Rod trade, and then Soriano kind of fell off a little bit. And he was terrific with the Yanks, but after that, he fell off a little bit. No, maybe not. I mean, he had, geez, he had a really good year with Washington. And even with the Cubs, I guess he was pretty decent. And the end of his career, you're talking about 30 at age 37, 38 now, as I'm looking at it right now, he came back to the Yankees, and he was traded from the Cubs there. But no, initially, he came up with the Yanks. But it was not, even when that was the case, when they got him back, it was not a big move at the time, you know, let's go get big time Alfonso Soriano. It was a minor move that was basically a salary dump for the Cubs. You know, the Yankees, for years, you have a need, you go get the top free agent. That's what they used to do. That's just not the case anymore. Danny is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Danny?
How you doing, Sal? Love your show.
Thank you, Danny. How are you?
Okay, I got a comment about the Yankees, then the Knicks, if I can. The
sure.
Yankees, when they get back Rodon and Severino and what's his name?
Donaldson, Bader, what? Who are we talking about? Stanton?
Stanton. When I get, Stanton, they're going to be much better. And this is only April, right? And I would go with Bader and IKF every game. Obviously,
why IKF?
Because he's a much better hitter than these guys are hitting right now.
And where would you want IKF?
I guess shortstop. I don't know. Bulky. Yeah, I know.
Well, no, that's the thing. So you want IKF in center field? I mean,
or DH or DH. No, I want Bader in center field. You know?
Well, right, when Bader comes back.
I mean,
the Yankees are going with Willie Calhoun at DH. I mean, they got Franchy Cordero out there.
Yeah,
you could have had IKF in there. You move Judge to right, put IKF in center, and then Franchy Cordero gets benched. Or you could have had him in there at DH. What's going to happen is Bader's going to come back. Hopefully soon he'll play center. You're going to have Judge in right, and then it's not going to be most nights, it's not going to be both Calhoun and Cordero. It'll be one or the other, you would expect.
Yeah, I don't like either one of them. Okay, and now with the Knicks, all right? I think the Knicks, a couple calls will say Knicks ain't going anywhere and stuff like that. I think they're playing very good. They have a chance to win it all. I think they have a chance.
Oh, my God, no, Danny, no, they don't. I mean, look, I don't want to ruin your parade or ruin the Knicks fans' excitement with my realism and reality here, but the reality is, they're not a championship team. No way.
I don't know. They got the good bench. They play defense. They rebound.
They can score. They're playing the. Trust me, they're playing a crappy Cavs. The Cavs look awful.
Yeah. Right. So they're probably going to play Miami in the next round, and you put Hart on Butler. You know, he's a great defensive player. Hart.
Yeah. He's not going to stop Butler. Nobody's slowing down Jimmy Butler. I mean, I'd be shocked if Jimmy Butler were stopped, Danny. And look, I get the optimism, and thank you for the call. I mean, they're not a championship team. They're not. Now, I said earlier in the year, why put a ceiling on what this team could do? I think I said that after the win in Boston without Jalen Brunson. And I do want to stick to that. We shouldn't be. I hate that we do it as sportscasters, as fans. You know, we put, this team's not good enough. They can't do this, can't do that. I mean, it is the reality, and a lot of times we want to provide reality. However, it does sometimes prevent, some fun. Why not dream that the Knicks can go? But I just feel like we're getting way ahead of ourselves here. And if you watch this team play, to me, yes, they're good, but to me, this is more about the Cavs being awful. I think you have a whole nother level of competition taking on even Miami in the next round. You're also just dismissing the Celtics or Sixers for that matter. You think the Knicks are going to beat the Celtics, Sixers, Bucks, or Heat? And then what about the best teams from the West? You think they could beat the Suns? The Nuggets? Come on now. It's just not happening. The Warriors, the Knicks aren't as good as any of those teams in the West. Look who it is. What took you so long? Omar is in Brooklyn. What's up, Omar?
How are you?
Good, Omar. How are you? How about those Knicks?
How about my Knicks? First, we are going to clear. I went to game three with my five kids. Spending, are you putting on a live band? I'm going to put it on for you. Game three, 1-1 tied. I have the option to go on game four, but I choose to go on because I wanted to go and take an up hand right in front of it that the Knicks are for real, all right? So 1-1 tied, we go, and I said, R.J. Barrett is going to have a great game. Next to me, two guys sitting, R.J. Barrett haters just like you. Okay, so first quarter ends, 17, R.J. Barrett hits a three, 17-17 tied. You know, the one guy, both of them standing up, yes, standing up, and they, one of the guys said to him, listen, we have 17 points, and 10 of them is R.J. Barrett, right? And the other guy said, you are the one who tells me he's not good. You told me, you forced me to be a hater. I'm not hating him no more. He starts rooting for R.J. Barrett. He starts chanting R.J. Barrett, all right? And let me tell you, a three-pointer. Is R.J. Barrett take bad three-pointers or he takes wide-open three-pointers?
Why he takes good.
Has not been great and go to the rim? Because first possession, first quarter, every time, it's a ball on Randall's hand. If you go first possession, Brunson, and second, third possession in the first quarter, give the ball to R.J. Barrett, and he gets into a rhythm, he becomes an eligible player. Because of Randall, Randall can take, but ball should be in R.J. Barrett's hand, and a possession should go through R.J. Barrett to make a play. He's a better passer than Julius Randle.
Hold on a second. I have two questions for you here.
Okay.
Number one. How much did it cost you? You and five kids went to game three?
Four boys and me cost me $2,800.
Oh, my God. Where were you sitting?
I sit in 201, row 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 6, 7, 8, 9, 201. The first
is that behind,
on the second level.
Wait, is it behind a backboard?
Yeah, where all the computers are, right there. Not behind the backboard. It was right side angle. That was a very good view. Not a bad view. Very good view.
Okay. I mean, that's not that bad then. So, and what'd you say the total was? You paid, so you had five tickets.
$2,800.
And are you going to any games moving forward?
No, what happened is this was our holiday festival. It was like a Christmas for us, the Eve festival. So we have to give to our kids a present. So I said, all of my four sons said, we want to go to the game. So it was costly.
Oh, so daddy got a present too, though. Daddy got a present along with the kids, too.
Daddy wanted to go to the playoff game just to make that.
I know daddy wanted to go.
All of my sons are R.J. Barrett fans. They influence me. I said, he can't shoot. I tell them, he can't shoot. He said, okay, and Antetokounmpo can't shoot. The only guy who can shoot is Klay Thompson. This LeBron James couldn't shoot when he was in the league. So don't tell me he can't shoot.
So
there's a lot of players that
can't shoot. But he can't shoot. He can't shoot. Now, you're right. He doesn't take bad shots. I will give you credit there. It's an excellent point. R.J. Barrett is always taking open looks. But he's never making them.
Yeah, LeBron used to make it in Cleveland. Or Antetokounmpo makes it right now.
Antetokounmpo is a different player.
He's a better free throw shooter. Give him the ball in the first quarter. Don't give him the ball in the second quarter when Julius Randle goes to the bench. That's it. R.J. Barrett is going to have a huge game tonight to finish off the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Did you buy your son's R.J. Barrett jerseys, or did you have one?
One is got Brunson. Two of them loves Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson, I love. I got my Mitchell Robinson t-shirt. He's a beast.
I had my Starks t-shirt on, but my wife needed to buy a jersey. I was trying to buy her a Brunson.
That is my all-time favorite. There's nobody. The only guy who can close to ever come to a Sox if somebody wins the championship. Nobody's coming close to Sox until you win
the championship. Well, I like Josh Hart. I like Josh Hart wearing that number three, Omar.
Unless he wins the championship, not to Josh.
Yeah, but look, nobody will replace Starks in my mind, but they gave away that number three to some scrubs over the years. But they finally have the right guy wearing that number three. If they're going to have it in circulation, a guy like Josh Hart is worthy of it. You know, I had to get my wife a jersey. I was trying to get her a Brunson jersey, but they didn't have a white one, so she had to get a white Julius Randle jersey. I couldn't get her a R.J. Barrett. Come on, Omar.
She's going to get an R.J. Barrett jersey, but he's going to have a huge game tonight, and then she's watching it. He said, why is this guy 3 games in a row? He's been awesome. I want that T-shirt. What are you going to do?
You're exactly right, because she's sitting, and thank you for the call, Omar. Appreciate you checking in. Go Knicks. She's sitting there watching me criticize Barrett. Oh, God, again, you're shooting. And but she even goes, oh, you don't like when that guy shoots, that number nine. You don't like when he gets the ball, right? I'm like, no, I don't. You could tell. And meanwhile, then the whole crowd is chanting R.J. Barrett by the end of the game. I get my wife the Randall jersey, figuring it's a safe bet. I wanted to get the Brunson. They didn't have a white one. She wanted the white one instead of the blue. Because I was wearing a white jacket. She wanted to match, whatever. I like the home jersey anyway. And the options were Quickly, RJ, I think Julius. I'm not sure if there was anybody else. So it's like, just get the Randall. It's fine. Meanwhile, Randall has a horrible game for the second straight game, and RJ Barrett's going nuts. 877. But here's the thing. I don't hate RJ Barrett. I hate that he can't shoot the basketball. Matter of fact, I've praised RJ Barrett's work ethic, his mentality, his attitude, all of those things. I think he's a great fit for this city. He can't shoot the basketball, and that is a big-time problem. He's a liability. Why do you think RJ Barrett doesn't take bad threes? Because he's always open, because the other team wants him to be open. They want him to shoot. I dare you to shoot. RJ's got to attack the rim. He's got to stop shooting. And what really made me irate in that game was his first two missed free throws. That is it's one thing if you can't shoot the three. Fine, I get it. He's not a good three-point shooter. I wish he would stop shooting the three, but he's not a good three-point shooter. The missed free throws, when you miss two at the line, that's unacceptable. I mean, if Mitchell Robinson does it, it's still painful, but whatever. You accept it. You can't. I cannot tolerate that. Now, luckily for Barrett, he got a little bit better as the game went on. But those two missed free throws in the beginning of that game set me off. I have zero tolerance for that. But as long as RJ sticks to his game, he'll be fine. I don't understand why he can't do that. Play your game. Attack the rim. That's what he does well. Continue to do it.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Back on the Fan, Yankees lose again to the Minnesota Twins. First time they lose a season series to Minnesota since 2001. What? I mean, I've known the Yanks have dominated the Twins historically, whether it be the regular season, postseason, but to see that this is the first time the Yankees have actually lost a season series to Minnesota since 2001 is shocking, and it does show you that something is wrong with this team right now. Both the Mets and Yankees, losers of three straight. Who will get off the schneid first? Yankees have the opportunity in the afternoon. Got Minnesota 1 o'clock today as they finish up there before heading to Texas for a four-game series. I'm assuming we're going to see DeGrom at some point, right, Fleegs? Or Alex, if either one of you know when did he last pitch? Didn't he pitch Sunday? DeGrom, let's see, I think he pitched Sunday.
He pitched to Jim a few days ago after the injury.
Right, after the wrist injury, he came back and pitched, I think it was six innings of a dominant baseball again. So we probably will see him around, let's say, Friday night, potentially. That'll be fun to watch. Yankees, I hope it's not Friday night. It's the one game I don't want to watch because it's going to be the Knicks, potentially game six, and the Islanders, definitely game six. If there's no Knicks, fine. But if there's Knicks, I'm going to be at that game. It'll be tough to watch the Yankees. Anyway, Mets, Yankees lose three straight. Yankees back in action today, looking to avoid the sweep in Minnesota. I mean, can they get swept by the Twins? Then they'll head to Texas. Mets have two more with the Nationals after that dreadful performance last night before taking on Atlanta for four games. And it is DeGrom scheduled for Friday. So there you have it. DeGrom is going to go on Friday. 877-337-6666. Brian is calling from River Plaza. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sal, what's going on, bud? First time talking to you. Big fan.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you taking the time to call. What's on your mind?
No, I just want to say real quick, these Knicks fans need to stop losing their minds because they're getting crazy. I understand.
They're going all the way.
I mean, too. I really don't have a basketball team myself, but they look like a good squad. And while I was on hold listening to the discussions, I was thinking to myself, who would you rather have, Jalen Brunson or Donovan Mitchell? And I think I'd rather have Brunson. What do you think?
I think it's a great question, and I'd probably – now, I love Donovan Mitchell, and I wish he was a Knick for many reasons, but I'm not giving up Brunson right now for anybody. Like, I'd rather have Jalen Brunson. I love Brunson. I love the idea that he gets it. He understands New York. Not that Mitchell doesn't, but it's almost like now Brunson has become our guy, so I'm going to be partial to him, even though he may not be the best player. You there? Hello. Well, not sure what happened to Brian. You got me. Anyway, I would take Brunson over Mitchell. I'm not saying he's a better player. I'm just saying I prefer to have him right now. Plus, he's different. He's a point guard. Going to facilitate that offense. Mitchell's the Knicks need a guy like Mitchell, a closer, a lethal shooter. They desperately need a guy like that. But if I had to pick just one, Brunson's my guy now. He's won me over, as he has the entire, you know, city. And really, he's done that since the beginning. You could tell right away, wow, this was the guy that we needed. AJ is calling from Burnsville. What's up, AJ?
Hey, Sal. I can't say I'm first time calling the Fan. I called in to Joe and Evan about 5 years ago. But I'm 32, okay. And I I grew up, like, I remember being a teenager and watching Mike and the Mad Dog on Yes. And that's how I got hooked to the Fan. And so, like, Yeah, like that.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the support. Yeah, I know. I mean, I grew up on those guys.
Yeah. The Alfonso Soriano call was great hearing that. I mean, I hadn't thought about Alfonso Soriano in a long time, so that was good to hear.
When you hear Alfonso Soriano, what's the first play that you think of with Soriano?
I don't think of a play. I'm a Mets fan, so.
Oh, okay.
I think of the 0-1 World Series.
Yeah.
I remember he was the call up, and he was like playing second.
I think of the home run he hit off of Curt Schilling. I mean, that's the first thing that I think of. Anytime somebody says Soriano, you know, he had that famous stance and swing. It was always like he was swinging a heavy bat, but man, he would crush it. And I think of that home run that should have and could have won the Yankees that World Series.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think, like, he got kind of lost in the shuffle when they brought in A-Rod, right? Like, I think.
Well, they traded him for A-Rod.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah. Like he was kind of like Cano before Cano.
Yep.
Like he was a good prospect, and then like Cano came, and then like obviously Cano played second for all those years. But I'm a Mets, Giants, Devils fan from New Jersey.
Okay.
And I guess like my initial call was thinking about how excited I am about the Devils. Like, I'm 32, and so, like, I go back to as a kid going to the Meadowlands, watching the Devils with the Scott Stevens, Brodeur.
Kenny Danico. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, like those legendary teams, like, and, like, at the time, like, that felt like the thing. And it felt like, walking into the Continental Airlines Arena as a kid in the late 90s, early 2000s was like the coolest thing in the world. Like seeing those guys, like new and like they were winning cups. And then like you get a little bit older, then you realize that the Rangers are like this huge thing, like the Garden. And like they got a bigger fan base and they got the Wall Street crowd and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, my point is that, have you ever thought about how, like, you know, Philadelphia and Boston have one team for each sport?
Yeah, we brought it up the other day, AJ, and thank you for the call. It's funny you say that. We brought it up the other day. It must have been last week at this point, and I was talking with Fleegs about it, how, you know, because of this divide, whether it's the Knicks and Nets, which is a, you know, lesser divide, but I'm just bringing up the multiple teams. The Jets, Giants, Mets, Yankees, Rangers, Islanders, Devils, because of this divide with so many teams, I wonder what it would be like if there were only four teams. From different standpoints, but we were talking about it from the sports talk standpoint. Like, how would that work? Would it be better? You know, think about it, because now that we have so many teams, some teams could be down, others could be up. Then when you get them all up like this, it's even more exciting, all these different teams. But in Boston, great example. Philly, great example. It's all Sixers. It's all Flyers. It's all Phillies. It's all Eagles. We don't have that here. Now, we're big enough, I guess, to where we could handle it, but still, imagine if you had just one hockey team. And you only could root for the Rangers. That was it. I mean, we just all grew up. There was one hockey team around here. That's it. Or whatever. I mean, pick the team. The Islanders, you want whatever. Crazy to think of like that. Or Mets Yankees. Like, I can't even imagine how it would be.
It's like taking the fun we have with the Knicks and applying it to the other sports because, let's be honest, the Knicks are 90% of the basketball fans here at minimum.
Right, that's probably the closest one. I mean, obviously there are some Net fans, but that's the Knicks are the one team that I really believe unites this town more than anything. Right, Fleeks? Because you feel, even with the Islanders, like I know the Rangers are the premier team, but you feel the Islanders fan base when they're going well. You
and the
feel,
Devils, give credit to that fan base.
I was going to say, you even feel the Devils to an extent when they're going well.
Like, I lived in Jersey for over 20 years. That they're absolutely there. They're a big fan base. It's just because it's been so long that they've been good.
But how do you think it would be, ultimately? Like, do you think it would be even more crazy? Like, I can't... I don't know what that's like. Which
I think
is
it'd be because you'd have a lot of infighting. I'm just basing it off what we get from, like, Philly and Boston, where you have more infighting among the fan base on... They're rooting for the same things, but they're disagreeing on how to get there. But at the end of the day, yeah, everybody'd be rooting for the same teams, which is something that, outside of the Knicks, we do not experience here.
Well, and how about having to focus all your energy on just the four teams? Like, one team, that's it. We're all over the place. I mean, I got eight teams.
Right, every night you have to watch two baseball games.
Right, right. Imagine having just one.
But also, it takes away, like, I guess it depends whether you like this or not. Think about all the constant calls we get where Mets fans going after the Yankees or Yankees fans going after the Mets and just the fans mocking the other team. That would be completely gone. We would spend our time mocking, like, other, you know, Philly and Boston. How much time do they spend making fun of New York? That's the one thing. That little pathetic aspect, we don't have to resort to that.
It's just a different... I mean, it's funny because we are very similar and I think relate well to Philadelphia, Boston, you know, the Northeast passionate fan base. However... They probably have no clue what it's like for us, and I can't even comprehend what that's like, just having one team in each sport, just because it's not us, it's never been.
Like, well, how about this way? Like, they have, like, the Red Sox, they hate the Yankees. There are fans here that they might hate the other team in town more than they hate their own team's real biggest rival, which is something that, unless you live here, just other sports fans can't even comprehend that.
That what now? Help me understand what you're trying to say. You're saying that the Red Sox fans hate the Yankees.
Like the Red Sox fans, just you hate the Yankees. That's that. It's simple. Right. You hate the team rival in your division. In New York, it might not be the majority, but we know a lot of Yankees fans and Mets fans who root against the other team in town before they care about their biggest rival.
That's something
if you're a sports fan in Philly or Boston, you can't even comprehend that thought process.
Right, exactly. Like, how can anybody root for the Red Sox? Well, they're playing the Yankees, and Mets fans hate the Yankees, or vice versa. How can anybody root for how could a Yankee fan root for the Red Sox against the Mets in the World Series? Well, because they don't want to deal with the Mets fan. It's just a weird dynamic. But yes, oddly enough, we did think about that last week, as a matter of fact. And it would never work here. Obviously, it would never happen. I mean, there were times where it was talked about maybe the Islanders leaving for Kansas City, whatever. You know, you may get it to two hockey teams at some point, although I doubt it. But you'll never, and maybe one basketball team, if the Nets eventually move out. But the reality is the Knicks are the one team that is the closest to total domination of sports fan in this town. I know there's some Nets fans, but if you were to do a poll, percentage-wise, it would be the Knicks by far. Rangers would be the predominant hockey team, of course, but you'd have enough numbers with the Islanders and Devils behind them. The Knicks, they blow the Nets out of the water. It's basically the Knicks are the only basketball team in town. It's been like that for a while, especially in the 90s, and obviously that's as far back as I go, and I'm sure even before that, but especially in the 90s, where, I mean, when the Knicks were good.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
I have breaking news for you.
Uh-oh.
The New York Jets have finalized the trade for Aaron Rodgers.
What?
It is done.
Really?
Aaron Rodgers is now a New York Jet.
What up?
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sal Licata back on The Fan. Pat Boyle coming up at 2 a.m. He'll take you through the overnight. Let's get some calls in here to finish up. Gary is calling from Mayapack. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Sal. What's going on? Hey, listen, Gary? Just to add to that, four teams only in New York, you would never be able to get a ticket Can you imagine having the entire New York fan base all trying to get Ranger tickets?
Oh, my God. That's an excellent point. Hard enough as it is.
Right. We would be paying $1,000 for a regular season game. But anyway.
you're not, and by the way, we're not that far off from that.
Yeah, you're right.
Last year, I remember going to round one and two, I believe, at the Garden. I paid like $250, let's say, per ticket. This year, for the same section so far, is $460 per ticket.
I cannot believe it doubled for the first round. For the first round. That's what I told my son. That's why I didn't buy the extra games this round. I was anticipating a long run, and I'm like, you know, round three in the finals, we're going to have to save some money up. You know, don't blow it early. Did you go on? No, you said you went. You went Monday night.
I went by myself Monday because I was in between shifts. So I left SNY. I was like, yeah, screw it. I'm going to sit there and watch the game anyway. Let me try to go to it. So I went to the game and then I left and went and did the radio show last night. I will be at game six with my nephew Saturday night.
Wow, good for you. Those tickets are still up there. I just checked. They're over 400. Meanwhile, in Jersey, they're like, you could get a good seat for 205. So,
yeah, I know. I would go if I weren't working. And plus, just a pain in the neck for me. I don't know how to get there exactly with the train and all that New Jersey Transit. Anyway, what do you got, Gary?
You know what? I give the Islanders credit for that, for tonight's win. I hope that we could pull something like that off on Thursday. You know, I'm like you with the odds. I can't see the Devils losing every game at home the same way I can't see the Rangers losing every game at the Garden. So that's why I think we're headed for a game seven. And then, you know, at that point, anything could happen. But my worst nightmare would be us with a two-game lead and the Islanders, you know, being down, the Devils being down. If they both advance and we get eliminated, that's going to be hard.
No, that will be a major problem, Gary, and I got to let you go, and thank you for the call, as always, but I want to try to get as many as I can here in the next couple of minutes, but no, that would be a disaster. For the Rangers, they have to win this series. Forget about the Islanders or even the Devils. Rangers cannot blow this series, but if they do blow it and it's Devils-Islanders, oh, man. Barry's calling from Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Barry?
Hey, how's it going, Sal? Good to speak.
How are you, Barry?
All right, doing well, thank you. You know, you were mentioning if there were only four major sport teams, you know, in the tri-state area, I would be kind of sad if, you know, the Mets were no longer, you know, part of New York. I mean, I would assume that, you know, you'd have to get rid of the Mets in order to bring to four. You're not going to get rid of the Yankees.
Well, right? No, but they're not going to get rid of either of them. But I'm just saying, hypothetically, if you're
if you think about it, right, hypothetically, the Mets will be the first ones to go, you know. The Yankees will be, you know, the Yankees have to stay in New York. If you had to eliminate one baseball team in New York, come on, 95% of the people would automatically think, all right, Mets, so long, you know, enjoy the West Coast. Or, you know,
but I will just say, first of all, that has nothing to do with what we were talking about because it was total hypothetical.
Yeah.
Who spends more money on their baseball team right now?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, though. You know,
I want to hear you say it. Which is it? Some people may not know. Which team is it?
Unfortunately, it's the Mets. You know, the Mets
thank
are
you. The Mets.
You know, we're no, so. Used
thank
to the
you,
Mets
Barry. Team. Thank you for the call. I appreciate you checking in. But we want to get to other calls here. The Mets spend more money than the Yankees right now. So be careful which one you're saying you would jettison. Ross is calling from Utica. What's up, Ross?
Hey, how's it going, Sal? I really appreciate your show, and thanks for taking my call. And I really think you're one of the top up-and-coming or whatever. You need your own show.
Thank you, Ross. I appreciate it.
I enjoy listening to you. I try to do it as much. And I don't know, next time that guy Omar is on, can you ask him what type of coffee he drinks? Because, like, the energy that dude has is, like, off the charts, man. I was like, I need to get some of that, whatever he's drinking or I don't know.
Me too. He's the one guy I talk to that I feel like outdoes me with the energy. He's unbelievable.
And you're so patient with him, and you listen to, like, everything, because somehow he makes sense after all the crazy maddening tone and volume and all that. I really appreciate your patience. But anyway, that's not the reason I'm calling. I'm just calling about, like, I totally agree with you with your take on Cashman and this roster construction, and it makes no sense. I mean, if you go back and look at like 2003 onwards with, you know, with
Bernie. Well, it's been a while. It's been a while, Russ. And I'm sorry, I gotta cut you off. And Bruce and Howell, get back to me tomorrow night. I have 5 hours. Please call me. I'm sorry I didn't get you in there. But yeah, Cashman's roster construction in the last several years, forget about dating all the way back, it has not been good. Simple as that. And it shows. He's made bad decisions. Yankees are suffering because of it. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Alex Arzarm. Thanks to Rosie. Thanks to Fleegs. We appreciate all their help. Be back again tomorrow for a football show. Aaron Rodgers draft special tomorrow at 7. Pat Boyle's next. We'll see you then.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN New York.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.